Well, thanks for joining me on Rusted Culture. I'm your host, Frank Ebersold, and this is where I measure out liberal vengeance on a conservative rusted culture. You've come to the right place. Well, now that we're officially ruled by the 1% that the 99%ers just put in power, one of the biggest distributions of wealth in the century is about to take place. And you guessed it, you're paying for it. That's ludicrous. That's ludicrous. That's outlandish. I can hear the government chucklehead Republicans laughing right now. Well, I'll tell you the truth, they're laughing all the way to the bank. And you know what? Let's face it, you would too if you stood to reap a huge, huge tax cut under Donald Trump, along with fewer banking regulations. I mean, come on, the housing crisis was, what, 8 years ago? That's ancient history. We don't need any more regulation. Come on, people. Along with screwing the environment. How about that one? Allowing more drilling, more pipelines, and more coal. You know, people can always wear masks, right? That's what they do in Beijing. Seems to work out okay for them. You know, the sad part of all of that, when you get to energy, is they don't even get solar. They don't even get climate change. What is climate change? Can somebody, you know, that's something that the Chinese just drummed up. There is no such thing as climate change, is there? Well, you know, I can easily get on a tangent here, but the one thing I want to touch on today is the first big payout for the rich, the tax breaks. You know, all this is coming from a man who just got away with not paying taxes for the past 20 years. Donald Trump called that genius. I call it being a sneaky operator of a loophole empire. Folks, that doesn't make you a genius. That is the farthest thing from being a genius that you can get. You know, maybe Donald Trump is assuming that the loophole that he just used is going to close, so we need to whip up some tax breaks here, folks. We need to get in the kitchen. I'm the new chef. I'm going to whip it up for you. Well, it's been said that the top 1% are going to get 50% of that tax break money, with the remainder trickling down to the next richest bracket, until at the bottom, not only do you get a tax break, but you probably will end up paying more taxes. How's that, you say? That doesn't sound right. Well, here's one thing. Trump plans to raise the lowest bracket from 10% to 12%, and he's got some other changes that are going to negatively affect about 25 million adults who will likely end up paying more in taxes. No tax cut for you. Rewind. It's not going to happen. But, you know, that's not enough. You know, we're talking tax cuts for the top 1%, people. We need more money than that. That's not going to do it. Well, today under Obamacare, many people get subsidies, government money that helps them offset their insurance costs. Well, going forward, you're going to get what they call a little tax break. That's what I call it, a little tax break. Do you think that little tax break's going to be enough to pay for that subsidy that you get today? Hell no. You got to be kidding. Yeah, I mean, don't get upset here, folks. We need the money for tax cuts for the rich, dang it. We got to get this thing moving. This is the way we get the economy going. Well, you know, even that money isn't going to be enough. If you get health care from the Medicaid expansion, the plan is to give a small block grant of money to each state so they can use that for Medicaid. So what'll happen here, the states will technically the states will be the ones to cut your health coverage, not the Trump government. Nice how that works. Pretty slick, isn't it? Do you think the block grant money, that chunk of money is going to be that they dole out to each individual state, is going to be big enough for the poor, all the poor that need it, that have it today, to get health care tomorrow? Hell no. Millions of poor will have no health care anymore. Nicely done, Republicans. Nicely done. Well, that's not the last of it. you know, there is another trick in their book, and this is just a few that I can think of, but this last one came to mind. This is Paul Ryan's pure genius here. Well done, Paul. Well, Paul is coming after your Medicare money, all you grandmas and grandpas. Not even the elderly are going to be safe because Paul wants to end Medicare as an entitlement. You know, that word is just something. I mean, you could bake a cake and call it an entitlement and they wouldn't eat it. He wants to get rid of that Medicare entitlement where you qualify for coverage based on your age, and he wants to give you a little check. He wants to put a little check in the mail to you so that you can use that to pay for your own health care insurance. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I can use that to pay for my own health care insurance. Do you think Paul Ryan's little check is going to pay for your insurance? Come on, hell no. You're going to be eating rice and beans to afford paying for your own health care. Well, the one good thing is, grannies and grandpas, you do have time to organize and kick up some dust, because this is on the radar. But I got to tell you, screwing the poor is a bigger priority right now with Donald Trump and his band of Republicans. Well, that was nice to vent, and I think we ought to just keep peacefully protesting until Donald Trump's IQ improves a little bit, maybe gets a little clarity. I'll be right back. Well, at Rusted Culture right now, it's time for a little community service message. And I'd like to say, if you ain't white, you ain't right. This message is brought to you by the North Carolina KKK, who is planning an early December rally to celebrate Mr. Trump's victory. They plan to invite all, almost all, to attend. And they ask that you bring a dish to pass, something like baked beans or that stuff the church ladies make with marshmallows and fruit cocktail. You know, that wonderful little thing. That's some of their favorites. Well, they say if you can't bring a dish to pass, then just bring your shotgun. And if you can't find it, God forbid, just bring a big old white power smirk on your face and come on down. Well, we do have a question here. They came in from Lance, who writes in from Minneapolis, who asks about LGBT threats under Donald Trump. Well, Lance, in answering this question, I'm not really as worried about Donald Trump as I am Mike Pence. And you know, with Mike Pence, did you ever notice that his eyes are real small and they're kind of close together? I'm telling you, there's a half a gene missing here, which I think could explain his stance on LGBT rights. There aren't any. There's no right. Yeah, there's none. Well, old boy Mike Pence would like to see all the money going for AIDS research go to something called gay conversion therapy instead. That old gay conversion therapy, that's where you sit down and pray away the gay in a nutshell. And you know, old Mike Pence, he's also blocked, he's worked hard to block gay marriage at every chance he could get in Indiana. You know, you can expect old Mike Pence to lead the hate train against gays, discriminating in the name of Jesus. You know, as a sidebar, not related to the question here, Lance, but you might be surprised that I'm a Christian and I believe in God. If you've heard some of my podcasts, you might find that a shock. You know, I even spent 12 years in a Christian school, but, you know, my education in that Christian school, we were taught tolerance, and we weren't taught hate. We weren't taught the message of hate that we hear so much nowadays. So I don't believe in discriminating in the name of Jesus. I believe there is a toasty place in hell for those people who discriminate in the name of the Lord. That goes for all of our Republican religious freedom bill writers, Mike supports them as well. Well, in closing here, there's just one last thing I'd like to point out. We don't have another question to answer, but I just want to say, you know, folks, you knew that the Trump train was going to be pure theater. And today, well, Trump indicated he wanted to export 2 million, maybe up to 3 million immigrants, he says, that are criminals. Then on what's left, they're going to sit back and kick back and look at the arrest of the illegals who folks say are good people. And they're going to look at these people that they hear are good people, and they're going to make a determination on whether or not to send them back. That's essentially what Donald Trump said today. You know, it's just 2 to 3 million. I mean, that's not much, right? It's a big country. Well, Paul Ryan here seems to be playing the role of fireman pretty early by saying that we're not planning on mass deportations. That seems to be the mantra. Well, you're hearing a little bit of a dichotomy already coming from this administration. On one hand, you know, we got old Trump kind of going like a whirligig in a hurricane over here. And you got Mr. Ryan kind of dampening down that enthusiasm. So, you know, help me understand who's right and what the hell is going on here. I mean, you could have fooled me. I've got a few questions for him anyway. I mean, first off here, what's your definition of a criminal? Doesn't the fact that they're here illegally make them a criminal? I mean, come on. So what's your definition of a criminal, and where does it end? I mean, where does it end? This is just ripe for abuse, in my opinion. You know, I really believe that most immigrants that are here are hardworking people supporting poor families in Mexico. Secondly, you know, you got to do some math on the economic impact of, one, removing people and the cost involved of doing that. I mean, that's not cheap. And secondly, you've got to look at the, you know, economically, that could be an extremely big hit to the very economy that you're trying to bolster right now. You know, these people actually work. I don't know if evidently he's not aware of that, but these people actually do work. They're the people that are washing dishes, they're picking your apples, they're picking your fruit. You know, in my opinion, anybody who wants to be a contributing American should have a pathway to citizenship. That's not being politically correct. That's what America is about. It's about opportunity. Well, folks, I want to thank you for the listen. I hope you do come back and listen a little bit more in a few days. And I want you to feel free to send comments to me. And you can send any questions or comments that you might have. Send those to rustedcultureradar@gmail.com. And until then, just grab some popcorn, try to keep your sanity, and watch this theater of the weird unfold.